Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna. Listeners, I would like to first thank you for your time and your listening support today, and I'd also like to thank our generous sponsors. Our show today is on the importance of the root and the crown chakras in energy healing. And you might be thinking, well, that's an interesting topic, because it is, because today we're going to be discussing what chakras actually are, why we need to keep them healthy and clean, and specific issues that relate to unbalanced root and crown chakras. Atana has an entire chapter written on this topic in his book, Sacred Inner Dialogue, and we'll have a chat a little bit further about that as well today. Now I'd like to introduce you to the inspirational healer of this show that is dedicated to Atana. You just heard his music and will continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. He's an author, musician, master healer, international teacher, and what makes him really special is that he has created a method to help as many people as possible on their healing journey, and it's called the Atana Method. The easiest way to find him is via his website, atanamethod.com, or just Google him. Anyway, now I'd like to introduce him, Atana. Hi, Atana. Oh, hi, Atana. I think we've lost him again. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in two guests that we've got with us today, Carol and Saber. And Carol and Saber have worked. Oh, Atana, you might be back.
Yes, I am. Hello, wonderful.
You're back. A few technical issues today, but we've got you, Atana. I was just bringing you in. Yeah. I was introducing you about the importance of the root and the crown chakras in energy healing.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Thank you, Anna, Saber, and Carol, and of course, our wonderful producer, and most of all, these wonderful beings listening to us right now in this moment. We are grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be here on the show, and I'm happy that I can support and serve you in your transformational journey, and maybe even add something to your journey that you may have forgotten or not even considered. And when we're talking about the root chakra and the crown chakra, we want to identify what these functions of these chakras are. All of the chakras are considered spinning wheel chakra, meaning spinning wheel, creating electromagnetic attraction and magnetism to attract life force and chi and prana energy from the universe or multiverse, and enhancing and creating the transformational stage from etheric to physical manifestation, from liquid to solid, or from ether to physical manifestation. And they are connected to the glands. And every time we talk about the chakras, we have to look at the glands, the master gland, the pituitary gland, and of course, all the other externalizations of the chakras. Today, we're dealing with the root and with the crown chakra, the Muladhara and the Sahasrara.
So, Atana, I'm really interested. There's a whole chapter on your book, Sacred Inner Dialogue, which I love. I use it as a study companion. There's an entire chapter written on this, the importance and the importance of keeping them clean and healthy, those two ones in particular, but also the issues, the specific unbalancing that happens in the body and in one person's life when these two chakras are out of line. So could you just talk to us a little bit about what you see when a client comes to you and they have unbalanced root and crown chakras?
First of all, when a person comes to me and they have a difficulties with the crown chakra, most likely there is there's father issues, male issues, even an absence of the father energy or two controlling father energies that have created an impact on that particular crown chakra. And when we say, you know how we say like father in heaven or God, father in heaven or father sky, we're connecting with that male energy. And every time we have a representation of that male energy here on the planet interfering or not being fully present, it creates either an absence or a control restriction patterns that are interfering with us really connecting with our source, with our creative male masculine source energies, like the God energy. When we consider and think about the root chakra, that has to do with a representation of the mother, the feminine energy on this planet, like mothering or the mother that has given birth to us, or even the mother that raised us, or even siblings that were older that raised us. We are related to that. We are comparing this to our goddess mothering energy in the universe. And if we had an example that was restricting or not empowering or disempowering or absent, then we have to bridge that disconnect by installing or going right to the source. If that didn't happen, then, for example, if the connection with the mother was abusive or not being fully forthcoming and supportive, then we think that Mother Earth, for example, is not going to support us either in our life or in our future.
Well, I'm sure you have people that come to you all the time with challenged root and crown chakras, because, you know, people have challenges with their moms or absent fathers, and then if they initially come to you and say, look, I've got an issue, my dad moved away when I was a child and I never saw him again, would you know straight away that you need to work on that crown chakra?
Yeah, I can actually see this right away. And if somebody has energetically, I can see this in their light connection, if that's missing or that's being compromised. And how I go about it is it's different from person to person. But of course, if you're not being fully supported, like a tree that's not fully rooted in the earth, it will not have the strength to really grow tall. The taller the tree gets, the more unstable it will become. And we grow in life. So we do want to make sure that we have that grounding established and deepened as we move forward in our transformation. And same with the crown chakra. If we don't have that crown chakra connection of the visionary, the masculine God connection, then it's tougher to bring that purpose life energy into the planet, because we don't really have access to it in the first hand, and we cannot really ground it in terms of service or purpose or actions.
Mm. So when somebody really feels like they cannot connect to their purpose, there's often, you would say, you would often see that there would be issues back to that crown chakra and issues relating to the father. Would you say that would be fair enough?
Absolutely, because, but here's something else that I would like to add to this. It might be that that person actually lives their purpose already, but they don't really feel supported. right? And that care that's required, that father protection, care and support, it might not be there, and that person has not learned really to access that. And thus, life becomes a big effort. It's not like, you know how some people, they're just, the dove lands on their head and it's fine, and they're like, that's it. And for other people, it's hard to connect with God on a daily basis, because they're like, they have to say prayers, they have to do something, there has to be an activity, there has to be in focus and prayer, intention, and some people just have that connection. And that effortlessness in connecting has a lot to do with how you're aligning yourself with the greater reality. But, you know, even if you had a traumatic experience with your father or an absence with your father, doesn't mean necessarily that's just blocked. You can also naturally start the self-healing process and bridge from this father to the father in heaven or the father ring energy in the universe.
You and I did quite a lot of work together in our one-on-one sessions around this type of stuff, which I found fascinating, because most of us will have some trauma or issues in our lives. And, I had an absent father who went off to save the world and did an amazing job, but really left sort of gaps in my life there. And working with these chakras and that archetypal universal father has made such a massive shift for me and how I feel connected. And actually the work that we do with the Satana method on rebalancing and re-energizing these chakras is profound and has profoundly influenced the way that I feel about myself and how I go about my work. So just back to the root chakra, because I know we've got a guest, Carol, today, and we'll bring her in to talk at some stage. But Carol talks a lot about grounding and about how her clients have coming to her recently quite ungrounded. And I'm just interested in talking a little bit more about this root chakra connection back to Mother Earth as well. So can we dive back into that a little bit more and about why people need to ground themselves and have that healthy connection?
Talking to Carol?
No, you, Atana. You. We'll bring Carol in later.
Okay. Well, first of all, we all are grounded and connected in some way or form, but it's a bigger part of us has to make a conscious choice to be here on the planet on a daily basis. And for that, we have to basically assess and we have to reevaluate and reassess how much we're going to put ourselves today on this planet on the map. The question is, how much do we really want to be here? And we constantly have to literally evolve and get our grounding and our connections into the best shape ever so that we can really keep up with the overall transformation that's happening on a daily basis in the universe. So if we don't want to be here, then it makes sense that we wouldn't want to activate our chakras. If we carry trauma in one or the other chakra and we don't work on it, then that's being considered by the universe as a diversion of life force, and that means we probably don't want to be here. The universe then thinks, oh, well, we really don't want to be here on the planet. And that means we either having something to prove that we really want to be here, or we are slowly receding from our life force here from the planet and going into the passing over stage. You know, somebody said, wise yogi once said, that we're dying from the feet up. And so if you start having cold feet all the time, you have to start grounding yourself. You have to do exercises that bring circulation into your feet, into your lower extremities, so that you can start actually staying grounded on the planet. And the same with the intention. Is your intention that you really feel you want to be here on the planet, or you think, well, you know, we do have problems with the political system and I don't want to be here? And that's a conscious decision. because regardless what's happening on the planet, you still want to have the decision and the focus that you want to be here. Regardless how much interferences or obstacles are there, you want to bring more of your energy into this planet so that you can actually help change this planet to a better state. When people give up at a certain point, they say, well, my vote doesn't count anyway, or I can't change this, or I really don't have enough power to do it. They pull themselves out. And focus has to be here, that you bring more and more of your life force here to the planet so you become more magnetic and attract more support.
Well, on that note, we're going to have to go to a little break. But when we come back, we'll bring in our guests, Carol and Saber, and we will talk further about this interesting topic, working with healthy crown and root chakras in energy healing. Thank you, listeners. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and today we're discussing the importance of the root and crown chakras in energy healing. Atana has just given us a very strong overview of the two chakras and why they are needing to be kept clean so you can be of service in the world. And we have today with us Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
And Carol, you are a long-time Atana Method practitioner, and I would love to bring you in to discuss the root and the crown chakra in the healing method. I know you talk, and I was just speaking to Atana before, about grounding and the root chakra. I would love you to speak about this topic for a little while, if you can, please.
Okay, I'm happy to. It's been such a learning experience for me, as I've mentioned before, about learning what grounding is, and as it unfolds in my understanding, I can help others understand it better too. But the first thing that comes to me is how many times Atana has taught us that we're pre-approved. And I know that oftentimes, like he mentioned, when we're not grounded, it's oftentimes, you know, from a traumatic event, whether we remember it or not. In my case, I had traumatic events happen in my childhood that I didn't even remember. But I have this vision of, you know, like when the world seems to be too difficult, when this earth just is like, ah, there's just too much pain here, that we like jump up and out like somebody jumps up on a chair when they see a mouse, you know? Like I see it sometimes jumping up and out of our lower three chakras, you know, like, ah, it's just too much. And I, you know, like I don't want to, it's like you said, I don't want to be here on the earth. And so, and it kind of fosters the feeling of like, not being like it's either too overwhelming, there's too much chaos and there's too much pain, or feeling that someone's like not, like there's, I'm not able to do anything with this. Like I want to help heal the earth, but I don't know how to heal the earth. This is too big, right? And so that notion of that we're pre-approved, we were approved to come here. Like, we didn't come here by accident. So we're here and we have this ability to open up our chakras and flow energy through them to be that interface that Atana talked about, where we can create this change. And even if the only change that we create is that we heal ourselves, then we've made a change on the earth. Because if everybody did that, you know, look at the massive change that would happen on the earth. So if you pull back and you say, okay, really all I have to do right now, my first step is to heal myself. And when I heal myself and get my chakras working and get connected to the earth, then we can see what happens next. You know, like I don't have to worry about everything. I just have to start here. And I want to tell you a funny story. In the beginning days, long time ago, when I first started working with Atana, I would imagine, you know, he said he can see the chakras and what they're looking like and like in the energy. And I would imagine that my chakras looked like those ancient, you know, wheels that they uncover in the earth, you know, and they're like maybe, you know, like not moving because they haven't moved in thousands of years.
Like the, what is it called? The petrified wood.
Yeah. You know, and I'm like, is this what he sees? Is this what he saw in me when he started? You know, like blow the dust off and, you know, like pour some water on it, see if we can get to put some oil in there, see if we can grease the skids and get things moving again. And then I would hear, you know, imagine hearing, you know, like, as it starts to burn. Atana can get that. I can verify whether that's the way it was or not. But, I've spoken before about how I've come from this place of being very closed off and compromised, and I am a living testament to the Atana method and how well it works when you learn how to do the self-healing. And you can start working on your chakras on a daily basis. You can start to crank up that old ancient wheel and get it to start spinning.
Well, you know, Carol, it's really interesting because I was listening to quite an interesting talk during the week about addiction in America, and there is some extreme fact that one in 7 out of 10 people in America, this is where the stats came from, have some sort of addiction. And obviously the highest ones are to alcohol, and then it falls down, you know, tobacco and as they go. But also one of the other highest addictions is to compulsions of behaviour. So absolutely becoming obsessed with workaholism or absolutely becoming obsessed with use of telephones. And they were telling some stories about how these traumas can be traced back to generational traumas, like, you know, your native Aboriginals or your native people of your native land, you know, being removed from their families and hideous things happening to those individuals that then cause them to drink more alcohol. And I was stunned at that fact. 7 out of 10 people have some sort of addiction, and it made me realise that how important this self-healing work is when we look at those sorts of facts. And I was thinking a little bit about, you know, these native Aboriginals being removed from the earth, from their mother, and removed from their physical mothers as well, and taken away. And it was just traumatic, like, for me to think about these things and then how this has impacted us globally. And so this rooting back down, this grounding and being present in the moment and doing this work is just so important.
Yes, and what they're also finding with addiction is that the real root, or at least one of the roots of addiction, is lack of connection, right? Mm. And so the studies that they're doing are feeling, you know, like they're pointing to social connection. But if you go further into that, you can see that it's lack of connection to Mother Earth and lack of connection to Father God. creator source. Mm. So it's a compromised root and crown chakra. They're not feeling connected, and so they're seeking these other behaviors that give them some sort of compensation for that loss of connection.
Yeah, it's just crazy statistics, and this is what we are living in, and that's why, you know, it really took my breath away, and I thought, this is why this work is so important, because in this sea of pain and trauma, we need some healing back into everything to try to stable us. Akana, you know, I just wanted to ask you a little bit about that as well, because they're amazing statistics.
So, what is your question?
My question is, you know, this statistics of pain in the world, you know, this is what we're living in between, and I'm just a bit shocked by the whole thing. How can we, as individuals, really be making sure that we are grounding ourselves and connecting ourselves so we can actually be of help? How can we, you know, how can we be doing the daily work?
Uh-huh. Well, I appreciate you clarifying that, because think about it. So many thousands of years we have been incarnated on this planet, in other worlds, in other dimensions. It's not one is easier than the other. We always have to get to this place where we realize we have to get to this place inside ourselves where we can maintain our natural balance, almost like our own pH level, as we do almost in our own aquarium. And regardless if we are in a war zone or in a peace zone or in a good or bad situation, we have to have that connection to actually allow our reality that we live in that moment to take place and has the right to be, and not like being just a reactive person that just reacts to what just happens, but also that we can live in our good-heartedness, in our balance, in our healing. For that, we have to know how to maintain our energy system. We have to know how to independently stay in our balanced, harmonized system without that somebody else comes and imposes their own reality on us, and then we become just a leaf in the air and just kind of floating where the wind brings us. What is perfectly fine too, I'm not saying it's better or worse, but it's a choice that we have. The more we know how our systems work, the more and the less we're just prone to coincidences, so-called coincidences, that are actually throwing us out of balance. And the more we can know how our systems work, what they really need, the more we can actually serve our system in a good and healthy way. Look, there's people who eat still sweets and chocolate and unhealthy stuff, and they know it's not good for them, and they still eat it. There's people that smoke. There's people that drink, and there's all kinds of people, they know it's not good, but they're still doing it. It's a question of reasoning, and it's a knowledge, really, that you actually can translate. If you put this in your mouth, it's going to have this effect on your system. But we sometimes just think about the short-term effect and thinking about, well, give me just 5 minutes of happiness, and the rest I'm going to manage. Or just give me, like, the next happy moment. And we are not really in a place where we long-term focused anymore, because we still think like, well, just give me like this one moment. Our energy balance is a long-term focus, as it's our diet, as it's our exercise, as it's our mental attitude. All this has part in life. We do work out, we do yoga, we eat good, we sleep good. We have to do energy work. Energy work is part of our system to maintain and create a healthy balance. The more we apply this balance, this chakra knowledge, and the more we want to know about and learn about ourselves, the more we have tools how we can improve our lives.
Thank you, Atana. Yeah, it's very true. And it sort of came to me to say that the Atana method gives us a tool, firstly, I think, to cope with life, but then as you develop that tool and work with it, it really allows you to flourish. And that's just my experience of using it. So we need to just quickly go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to speak to Saber. Thanks, listeners. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and today we are discussing the importance of the root and the crown chakra in energy healing. We have Atana and two guests with us today, and if you are looking to find Atana, you can just simply Google him, A-T-A-A-N-A, or go to his website, Atana Method, and there you'll find access to his classes, his events, his healing sessions that you can do in person or via Skype. Information about his group and online training, his books, music, links to his YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram pages, information on his crystal stores. He's actually just about to open a huge new crystal cave, I think, as he calls it, and so much more. So, Atana, I actually don't know how you do all of this stuff. You must be incredibly busy producing everything that you do out into the world for healing. So I just want to thank you for that, by the way.
Well, thank you. You're welcome. And I'm glad I can serve and support. And I have this quite for a long time in me, so I'm happy that it's I'm cranking it out and just the next and the next. But at the same time, I'm waiting for these moments for 25, maybe 30 years, and patiently just working, plucking along, and now is the time for expansion. It's nothing different. It's just I'm just doing what is asked of me, because we want to make sure that we have these spaces available for the people who wake up in this moment and who go into their higher awakening stages, and they have support, because it's so nice when you have these high frequency spaces with high frequency crystals, and people know about the energy work and crystals, and they just introduce you lovingly into it, and you can go and pick what you resonating with in a clear environment where they're not like weird programs on the stones or people trying to, put their own frequencies in there to hold other people back. No, it's clean energy. It's like you come in, it's clean, it's energized, and it will help you propel forward in your purpose and in your awakening stage. And whatever you need at that point, you can find. And that's my dream. When I grew up, I had to scramble. I had to look like, where can I, where is going to be people that understand this? Where is going to be a space where I can process this? Where is a place where I can be in harmony with all of existence without that being seen as crazy or people constantly trying to get me out of my balance? And I love that we create these spaces now, in a sacred space where people can come in and be themselves in their awakening process without anybody judging them. And it's like, hey, yeah, this is normal. Yeah, we all went through this, and we're probably going to go to more of these stages, you know.
Yeah. Well, thank you, because you are so available, and I think that's what makes you an amazing teacher, is that people can access your work readily. We also have another teacher and healer here today, Saber. Hello, Saber.
Hello, beautiful. Hi, Tana. Hi, Carol.
Hey, wonderful being.
Hi, Saber. Hello,
Saber, we are discussing the importance of the root and the crown chakra in energy healing today. And I would love if you could just speak to that topic, if you would, please.
Well, I'm going to talk about the root chakra because I'm all about the color red. I've got the red hair, I've got red skin, I've got red fiery spirit inside of me. So I'm going to talk about that today because a lot of women need to focus on grounding themselves. And men, we really need to start learning how to ground ourselves easily and making it accessible for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Great. So, can't wait to hear what you're going to say.
Okay, awesome. So really quickly, when you're waking up in the morning, the first thing I want you to really be conscious of it is as soon as you come back into your body, because when we are sleeping, we're traveling, and that's why we have all of these visions or recollections of flying somewhere. Yes, you're flying somewhere. You're going to speak to someone, you're going to learn something, you're being taught something somewhere. That's called astral traveling. And so when you're done astral traveling, you're going to come back into your body. And the first thing that your body does to acclimate is the breath, to make sure the soul is back in, I call it the earth suit, safely back in the earth suit, because it's one of the soul's protections, right? And so when you wake up in the morning, see what your body does. And it's almost like this uncontrollable, right? It's like it's so deep and it goes so into the wells of the lungs and it fills up so far like a balloon because it's making sure you're protected. So as soon as you're waking up in the morning, be conscious of that and take another couple of deep breaths. A lot of us kind of, I got to take care of kids. Or I got to get to work. I got to take a shower. Got to get my coffee, and then I can breathe. No, please breathe first, and then go get your coffee, okay? Another thing is exercise. Exercise is one of the best things that you can do to ground your body, to bring your body, your roots back into the earth. It gets all of your extremities, the blood, red chakra, root chakra, the blood shoots to all the extremities, filling the extremities, the feet and the hands, which are the most important organs that help a body ground, okay? That is so important. Another thing you can do is take your hands literally and put them into the ground. That is one of the fastest ways. I did that right before I got on the show. I was meditating. I was really, really far out. My child took my iPad out of the room, and I had an alarm set, and my guys were like, dude, you've got to go on your show. And so, oh my God. So I ran because I had no alarm because my son took the iPad out of the room with the alarm. So thank you, angels, and thank you guys for helping me be on time. So I ran outside and I put my hands in the ground and I could just feel my spirit go whoop right back in. And it's amazing. Another thing you can do is...
I was just going to say on that note, Saber, you know, there's been that grounding. So, you know, apparently to walk on the beach and walk on the grass is also incredibly good to do when you come out of an aeroplane or even for jet lag. And now there's a lot of scientific evidence to back that up. So what you're just talking about there, what you're experiencing, now there's science to prove it. So it's quite fascinating, all of that stuff.
And thank you for teaching me that. I want to read all about that. I'm sure they've got some sort of microscope or light and they can see it coming back in. I'm sure they've got it somewhere, right?
Yeah, they do.
There we go. On that note, rubbing your feet is another thing. working with the extremities. So you're working with, to get the blood to the hands while you're rubbing your feet. That's another thing. Atana was talking about trees the other, a couple of minutes ago. And if you put your feet on the root system of a tree, boy, you're going to be so grounded, you're not even going to believe it. As soon as you get your feet on that root system, it's like, whew, right back in. And another thing that even upgrades it is if you turn around and put your spine up to the tree, it starts to pull all of the lesser wanted things that are going on in your system also into the ground. So the tree not only grounds you, but it'll heal you. And make sure you give that tree a hug because they are divinely helping you as well. Another thing is literally just envisioning the color red. If you don't have, if you don't have time to put your hands, or you don't have anywhere to put your hands in the ground, or you don't have time to do it, just envision the color red. That seems to really help the system acclimate and ground as well. One of my favorite things to do also to ground is dancing. For some reason, dancing is so grounding for me, right? And it's kind of sad because a lot of people are, I can dance. Yes, you can. So give it a try, dancing. And even if you do it in your room by yourself, it just lets your body just freely and flowy and just bring it on down and share it with Mother Earth. And it's such a beautiful experience for both of you.
Yeah, I don't think we do nearly enough dancing and singing in our culture. What do you think?
Oh, man. I might start a movement with that, too. In Love Town, we're going to dance and sing all day long. That's all we're going to do. We're not going to get any work done, but that's okay. We're going to be the most grounded, happy people in the world, you know?
Saber, I just want to tell you a little something about that's been happening to me as well. Just you're talking about the mother, the root chakra. I found something really interesting that's happened to me specifically this week, and I don't know if it's the new moon in Gemini or whatever, but I've been doing a lot of hand positionings of Atanas. So I've been really working on energizing myself. After, you know, there's been a number of years that have been quite stressful for me in my life. Anyway, what I've found is I've had this massive downloading that's been happening of information and insights this week, which I think must be due to the fact that I'm energizing these crown chakras and these head positionings. And things that confused me for years, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my God, I've got information about this, and I have a clarity and ability to see. And so that, you know, that is quite amazing as well. So as we're dancing singing, I'm also going to be downloading.
Yes. And it doesn't have to be like this conscious thing like, oh, I'm going to sit here for 10 minutes and download. Boring, you know. You can do it however you want. Whatever makes you the happiest is when you attain the most, right? And when you retain the most. And Atana's hand positionings are awesome. So when you're dancing, you know, do a little Michael Jackson move and then do a little Atana hand move and then go back to another move, you know? I mean, it's just, and you know what, when you were talking about that, I heard you had a huge shift because you released so much and now there's room for all of the wisdom that you've been waiting for and really wanting to reconnect with. So once it's gone and released, there's all these, they're not holes, but it's spaces open, and it's really healthy that it was filled by this amazing life-changing wisdom and beautifulness because, you know, it can be filled by other things, right? So good job. Awesome. And awesome job to your teacher.
Yes. Now, we are going to have to go to a very short commercial break before the end of our show. So, listeners, stay tuned. We will be back very soon, and we will be continuing this discussion about the root and the crown, the chakras and energy healing.
Hare, 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 Hare.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna. We have been talking about the root and the crown chakra in energy healing. And I just wanted to touch on a few events that are coming up for Tana before the end of this week. We've got energy healing classes coming up on the July the 6th. And this week we have crystal classes this Friday between 7 to 8.30. They're on actually every week. And this Saturday we have free healing sessions from 1 to 5 p.m. Atana, where are those free healing sessions? Are they at the clinic?
Oh, yeah, they are here in 2819 Columbine Place in Berry Hill in the Nashville area. And you can come, and we have up to 6 energy healers here. And you can come in, sign in, and get your energy healing session for the month. And it's so good. It's a good energizer and balancer also to be introduced to an energy healer that you can start working with in the future.
Yeah, wow. I wish I could come to that on Saturday. I'll be doing school sports. I know where
that's
I'd rather
beautiful.
Be, anyway. I'd rather be down at your energy healing. But, Atana, we're going to have to finish up soon, but I really have enjoyed this discussion today about the root and the crown chakras. And I just wanted to say again, my own experience is that working with your method, and I've been working daily on hand positioning with myself to energize myself, because what you've taught me is one of the most important things we can do is step into our full potential, because that's where we can be greatest service. So these hand positionings have really been helping me a lot this week. And I just want to quickly ask you, if people want to jump into this work in the easiest mm-hmm. way possible, how would you suggest that they connect? Is it coming on Saturday? What happens if you're like me and you live overseas? How can they get into this work in the easiest possible way?
Easiest possible way, listen to the radio show, see what's happening on YouTube, come to the crystal class, come to the crystal store, come to the energy healing clinics, come to the One Men's or listen to the One Men's, start with the book, do the prosperity healing mantras. There are so many tools that I'm putting out there, so people can start, you know, one is doing better with reading, one is doing better with sound, one is doing better with just seeing the YouTube videos, and one person is maybe just better just listening to it, even with the radio show. Come and get involved, because this is a bigger movement than you think. And this is about healing intention, but also community, where you feel like you don't have to do it as a guerrilla fighter all yourself. We're a community, and we're building community, and we're creating strong, healthy relationships where we can actually have support supporting, instead of just feeling you have to do it all yourself, and then at one point you're just being burned out. Be in community and see how other people do and apply themselves, make the profession out of it, serving themselves and others. And, you know, this is so important to be just not being reactive, so you just don't become a reactive reactor that's just kind of like responding to everything that's just happening in a very stoic way. It's more like you flow with your highest way and form of light, and you respond with your higher self that has access to your compassion, to your unconditional love, but also to common sense, where you don't just float around, but you also say, look, why don't you change this and this and this and see how that makes a difference in you and other people's lives. And this is a very grounded healing work. This is not about just, hey, let's get to heaven and everything is going to be better in heaven. No, let's change it here, right where it's happening.
And it's very true. That's my experience. Carol, we've loved having you today, and thank you for sharing with us. I'd just like to come back to you for a minute. Have you got any words for our listeners before we leave?
Well, I want to add the online class that Atana has. if you want to, if you are like you overseas and you want to learn how to do this healing for yourself, Atana's created that online class where you can begin to learn how to do this work for yourself.
Which is great.
That's
how
I've done
that
self-healing.
Yeah. And it's really handy because I've got it on my phone as well. So if I have a couple of minutes spare, often when I'm at the school sports, because there's a lot of sport that my kids go to, I can whip the phone out and actually be watching one of the segments on my phone. So it is actually extremely handy to have that. So thank you for reminding us about that, Carol. And Sabre, have you got any more words for our listeners on this topic or anything else before we finish up today?
I just wanted to say happy Father's Day again. I've been celebrating that for 2 weeks now on the show because I'm so good with dates. So happy Father's Day again. Atana, thank you for being such an amazing mentor. Just love you so much. And I'm so thankful to be on this show and with Carol and Anna. We were talking about how this is a new family, and I'm so thankful to be part of this new family, and I cannot wait to do more of this work and reach so many more people with it, because we love so big and we're ready to do big things, and I hope you come do big things with us because we love you so much. So thank you.
Lovely.
Atana, we
would love to hear from you just one more time before we've got to wrap up today.
Yes.
Please.
First of all, thank you, wonderful beings, being part of my healing journey and my transformational work too. And yes, happy Father's Day to all the fathers and the father energy in the universe. We are grateful that we're being so well taken care and cared for by Father energies. And we are so grateful that we have you listeners that are supporting us with light and support and prayers and protection, as well as we're bringing light and healing into your and awareness into your life and ideas and opportunities that we inspire each other. Thank you for all the support that we're receiving. Thank you, wonderful Anna. Thank you, wonderful Carol, and thank you, wonderful Sabre, and, of course, our wonderful producer and our listeners.
And our sponsors. Thank you so much, everybody. We appreciate it, and we will be back next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.